make it your homepage.
A connection. A connection.
98.5thesportshub.com. It's T and R.
Heard you like to party.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I mean, that's not the way human beings act.
Follow these guys on Twitter at Toucher and Rich.
Boy, did Twitter explode.
It's the Bankroll Boys with Joey Bag of Money and Fist of Cash in the Chest.
Five to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. It's a very exciting time. Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz are both degenerate gamblers. Dan Lifshatz, if you ask Nick Jamelli, he knows exactly how much is in his bankroll.
I know that Joe Murray won some money last night because at one point he just tweeted out GSW for Golden State Warriors of the S, a dollar sign.
Right.
So you were up until when last night?
Probably midnight.
Okay, that's not so bad.
What was the bet on the Golden State game?
I had them plus one. Only reason why I went against them, everything was leaning towards Houston.
Uh-huh.
I went the other way. When there's too many people on the boat, go the other way.
Well, always bet against a Mike D'Antoni team when it comes down to crunch time.
Every single time
they end up blowing it.
All right, so you guys, because we were discussing this earlier, you guys use Bitcoin, right?
No, I do.
Lifshatz, you do. But Joe Murray, you're just more traditional?
I like the local, personally.
Yeah.
It's guaranteed, and the line doesn't really change that much.
Yeah. Yeah. And so what is this new gambling law that's the Supreme Court saying that it's up to the states? How does that affect your local guy?
Not at all. The only thing that could probably happen is more people may go to the casino. I will say this, it's better to get the ticket than doing it online. So that's how a lot of locals work. You do it online and you meet your guy at the end of the week.
Okay.
The thing about having a ticket, though, is I lost a bet a couple of years ago. Tiger Woods, I don't know if you remember, he picked up a ball and lost a stroke.
Uh-huh.
Well, it didn't count until the next day. Well, if you had a ticket in Vegas, you cash that thing in, you win. But because you do it online, the stroke happened, it got deducted from
you
my
beat
account.
The system, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
So, now, are there going to be a lot of people who are going to be having a hard conversation with their bookies, like a breakup? Because essentially that relationship's not going to be lasting much longer if this continues to go the way of complete legalization.
Well, I mean, it kind of depends on what they do, because it's going to be a state-to-state thing, so... I mean, it's going to be every state has kind of the jurisdiction on what they want to do. So some states may set it up like Vegas. Some states may set it up completely differently and try and do like the European type thing. So it's going to be real interesting. I actually personally think it's going to be kind of a mess.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What's the European system?
So they have it in like every single gas station, every single restaurant, every single kind of
place.
It's
like Dunkin' Donuts over there. There's a Ladbrokes like everywhere you go.
It's like London, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. So you could, I mean, literally step out of your place and you know, walk three steps and gamble anywhere you want. And Vegas is not the same. I mean, you can do it, you know, at the casinos and a few other places. But, you know, for the most part, it's just generally done in the casinos.
So. Are you going to find yourself gambling more or less now that it's... Like, if you can do it on the app...
I don't think you can do it more.
I mean, I don't think it's already
possible.
Convenient enough.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Rich could call me, hey, Joe, I want to take the Celtics. All right, boom. Done.
Hey, Joe, I want to take the Celtics.
just call me.
I mean, yeah, there's already apps for that, so it's the same thing. There's no difference.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're okay. Yeah.
So you guys can't like you. That's the way you essentially do most of your gambling is like via an app that you're not supposed to really have, but you do it that way anyway, right? Okay, that's the way some people could do it that way if they wanted to.
Theoretically. Wait, Joe, you use an app?
Yes.
You could use an app.
If you wanted to.
Yes. I mean, what are you going to call your guy in the middle of the night? Hey, I need that Houston minus -1.5.
No, because there's some guys that have a deadline, like a 10 o'clock, and then that's it. But that would be no good for you.
Yeah. No good for me.
Because sometimes if you can't sleep, you got to go international.
But unless you guys want to call me and say, hey, I'll take the bet, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, you do it. It's an overseas thing. And
oh, you go overseas?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Do you have
no idea how it works.
Do you have a problem like collecting? Or is it just once the thing things just it ends up in your account?
Dan knows a little bit more about that side of things. I just, you meet a guy.
That's okay, it. So you do it through like a guy. You do it old school. That's Mr. as old Pickles. School as it gets. You do it during with cryptocurrency, correct?
So, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's easier to do it that way when you're doing in regards to like cash outs, payouts, whatever.
It's Why automatic. Is it easier?
Yeah, well, because it's automatic. You can do it right away for, you know, cash outs online right now. You know, sometimes you have to wait like 2 weeks for a check or 4 weeks for a deposit, and they do ATM cards, and it's just silly. So, you know, instead, Bitcoin is right away. You don't have to worry about it. No, it's no problem.
Okay. So, yeah, I wouldn't even know how to use Bitcoin.
Yeah, how do you get, like, American currency from Bitcoin?
So you would essentially buy Bitcoin, then, you know, get, like, your account, your Bitcoin account, deposit into, you know, whatever book you're using. They'll give you like a number sequence code or whatever that you send it to. You'll send it there. It'll pop up in your account. You whatever you want to do with it. You want to withdraw. It's the same thing. You just, you know, give them your code to tell them how much you want to take out, and they'll just send it to you.
Okay. Do people bet on credit anymore?
Yeah.
In the black market?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. How much trouble do people still get into?
Tons.
Like, what's the worst you've heard as far as, like, do people actually have to be visited by guys? Like, I mean, does it get to that point?
I don't know if it gets to that point anymore, because if someone owes money, like, you're not going to beat them up or break their legs because they got to go to work. I mean, right. You somehow have to get that dollar. But I do know people, like, that have used credit cards to, like, cash advance to pay their book off, and that can get really ugly.
Sure. Well, what can you do if you're a guy who was promised money and you're trying to get money from these guys? What intimidation
factor? Charge them interest. All right, so for every week you miss, you know, the VIG goes up 2%.
Okay, and because it's on the black market, they can essentially put as much interest on it as they want.
There you go. Yep.
Okay, well, that's where I think legalized gambling is going to help in all of this. You're not going to be able to have, there's going to be some sort of regulation, wouldn't you think?
Well, you would still be betting on credit, which you're still going to have to pay, you know, whatever percentage rate for it. So I don't think that makes much of a difference. And people have relationships. I still can't figure out what Murray's doing. But like, I don't understand what you're doing. But people have relationships with their guy, and they've worked out things. And it's a system that they're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I don't think that goes away. No, that doesn't go away.
That won't go. Here's the deal, right? I don't want anything traced, first off. Right? This whole thing that's happening right now.
You're not paying tax.
Yeah, and then what happens if, like, what are you going to go to the casino? I lost $20,000 this year at the casino. What are you going to, like, now write that off in your taxes? How is that going to work?
Tax write off that actually. But I mean, that works.
Is that what's going to work for sports betting? Like, this whole thing, I think, is going to be a mess. It's scary at the same time.
So you want to be off record. There's benefits to being off. Okay.
I want someone tracking my IP address or where I'm at.
There's a 0% chance I'm doing that.
You run from your book. Oh, hey, I can just go right to this IP address and find out where they are.
How tough is it for the government to try to find out these people who do it off the grid? Like, I mean, would it be easy for them if they really wanted to find out
I'm sure.
Okay.
But they wouldn't be interested in the gambler. They'd be interested in the book, and then it's how big the guy is and so on and so forth.
Sure.
I don't think, at least the people that I know, I don't think it would be much of, the government wouldn't get much out of the whole situation.
Probably
I don't
not.
Know about Joe Murray's situation.
Well,
all right.
Well, let's get some lines for the week after the break. Like,
yes.
I want to find out what some of the surefire bets are. We got the NBA Finals coming up. There's more of the Preakness? Is that
the
Preakness
next one,
is Saturday.
Yes.
There's some other stuff like that.
What was the tournament you had Tiger Woods in?
It was a few years ago. It was a matchup. We can look it up, but it was when he picked up the ball.
It wasn't a major. It was a major. Oh, was a major.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here's CBS Sports.
And by the way, if you have a question for the Bankroll Boys, 617-779-0985.
Toucher and Rich.
Self-help shenanigans.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's Game of Degenerate Gamblers with Joe Verunder Murray and Dan Big Cat Smith-Jess.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Joe Murray, Dan Lifshitz. Both degenerate gamblers. How many games did you guys have money on last night?
Just one for me.
Six,
you're backwards. Flip that mic. There you go.
There you go. Six, seven
games.
Yeah.
NHL?
Yeah, one NHL, one NBA, and then like five MLB.
Oh, nice. Let me just put it right there. See, betting on baseball doesn't seem like fun. Like that, of all the sports, that seems like the one that I would just stay away from the most.
So personally, I think this new betting law, if this thing does come through to Massachusetts, shouldn't that increase ratings for baseball?
It should increase ratings for every sport. Everybody.
But baseball in particular. Like, don't you think right now that that's the sport that's...
Baseball needs it more than anybody else.
Well, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And the NBA has been the one that's been embracing this for the longest time. They've been smart. But think about it. I mean, like, what fantasy football, how it gave it kind of a little bit of a surge a few years ago. I mean, just think of what... actual legalized gambling is going to do for these Sunday games that nobody gives a rat's ass about. The 1 o'clocks that, you know, if your team's playing at 8 o'clock that night, you'll actually sit down and possibly watch some of those. It's not like fantasy, as you were saying, Fred. I have an app that keeps tally of these things. It's being able to bet on certain things that are going to go on while you're watching the game.
Yeah.
Like you'll be able to bet on, you know, the second half spread or maybe like who's going to, yeah, I don't know. You guys know all the...
You can do all that now.
Yeah, though. You can do that all that
now. You can do first period over-unders
and
hockey.
But it's different when there's people like me who don't really know how to find a way to bet, whereas if I have my DraftKings app and they offer it to me, it's already in my phone, and I can just bet right like that way.
All right, so Lifshads, how is that a normal night for you, like 6-7 bets?
Yeah, I usually do like a higher volume just because I usually hit... That way, you know, probably hit usually, you know, 3-4 a night at least. So therefore, when I have the higher volume, I'm usually making more. Some people, everyone does it a different way. Like he'll probably do 1 or 2 maybe, or like a parlay. I'll do, you know, a higher volume. It's just the way everyone has like a different way of doing it.
How's your restraint? Like if there's a night where just nothing feels right, are you good just stepping away for an evening and not having any money on any games?
So the game one of the Celtics, I stayed away, but I really wanted to lay it on the Celtics. Like, really wanted to lay it. It was Mother's Day, it was, you know, brunch and everything. I was like, I'm staying away today.
Yeah, I can't do it.
But it's hard.
All right, well, let's talk about some of the lines that we got coming up let's start with tonight, the Celtics game.
Celtics, I saw, are -1.
All right, well, what do you got? Celtics are -1?
-1.
Okay.
Yeah, Celtics are -1 tonight. I think the total is something to look at. I know Dan was looking at it. It's moving. And we know that the Cavs play a slow-paced game. I personally like the Celtics. I'd ride them out at home. They've yet to lose at home. Until somebody can prove that they lose a home game, I think it's worth riding the Celtics.
All right. Does that ever concern you, though, when there's a pattern and that you know eventually that will be broken?
Oh, yeah. Streaks are made to be broken, without a doubt.
Yeah, so because, you know, there's no way that a team continues that. So that doesn't bite you at the back of your brain?
No, so I remember a couple of years ago when the Oklahoma City Thunder gave up that 3-1 lead to Golden State.
Yep.
That was one where I was like, nope, that's not happening. Like, everyone thought that Oklahoma was going to win. I bet down on Golden State, and they ended up winning the series. But, yeah, sometimes streaks are made to be broken, and you can go against
them. You guys remember almost every bet you've made?
No.
And what happened to
Joe Ken? You're like the LeBron James of betting. Photographic memories.
You have the play sheet in front of you.
You're talking about a golf tournament from years ago, and you remember what happened. And you're talking about, you remember the Golden State, Oklahoma City series. So you have like a photographic memory of bets.
Pretty much.
The ones you've won are the ones, well, you just get
everything.
Everything.
Well, I'll tell you one, Baylor played Washington in the bowl game, RG3's last year. The total was like 89, which was like the highest total in history. It went over at halftime. Well, I had Baylor -14 for the game. They were down 21 points at half. And I'm like, forget it. I'm going over in Baylor again. I'm already losing. Let's just try it. Somehow Baylor came back, won the game, and went way over the total. I got lucky, but that was the scariest bet of my life.
You ended up killing
it. I was losing. I was already losing the bet. I was already out. So I'm like, oh, let's just double down and see what happens. Boom. Cashed it on both and doubled down.
Okay. So that was for
large money.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because I had Baylor in the over. And then Baylor in the over second half.
All right.
Okay.
And now, can you watch the game at that point, or are you just looking at
Sometimes
your phone?
I don't. I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I have to walk away.
Yeah. And just check your phone after the game's over.
No, I'll just walk back and I'll listen for the crowd. Like, you know, it's like, just if the crowd cheers, I'm like, all right, good. We're doing all right right now.
Yeah. Or he's on the air while the game is happening.
Wow, like, that's a ridiculous way to do that.
Now, Lifshads, how do you keep track if you have 6 games going on at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, I just kind of have an app, and I just, you know, ESPN, whatever. I mean, if there's a big game, like an NBA game, I'll watch it. But usually because I'm betting, you know, multiple games tonight, I just, whatever. You know, if there's one that, you know, I have more money on than the others, I'll probably try and find a way to watch that one. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't feel like there's a need to watch every single game you bet. Who cares?
Oh, no. There's not a need to watch it. But some people have action on games just to kind of give themselves something to root
for. I do that on a Thursday night, like the Tuesday MAC games. You know, Miami, Ohio versus Toledo. I'd be like, let's just take Toledo.
All right, well, let's win the people some money, shall we? All right, so you say tonight's game, you are definitely going to put some cash on the Celtics, right, Joe Murray?
I think I'm
going to
ride the Celtics at -1, yes.
All right, Dan?
I'm going the under 203.
Okay, what is the 203? Is the under?
Yeah, 203.
Or the under over? Okay, 203. Boy, that seems low.
Right, exactly. So it went down from last game. Everyone's expecting LeBron to have a major game this game. Cavs to shoot better. Means to me is, you know, both teams probably going to play. Celtics probably shoot a little worse. You know, the defense is still going to be a lead on Boston's side. It's probably going to go under again as it did last game. Everyone's on the over. I'm kind of an under guy today.
Okay, how about the series? Who do you got for the series? Because now that's where Vegas is kind of nutty right now, isn't it? Like, they haven't really made up their mind, have they?
Well, I mean, it opened, I think the Cavs opened like 250 or 220 and got shot up to like 280. Right now, Cavs are like -120. Celtics are even, like +100. So, I mean, I'd probably take the Cavs, honestly. I mean, at that point, in my opinion, that's pretty good value. I don't want to touch it because I don't really see an edge there. But if I was going to take a side, I'm taking Cleveland there.
All right, John, go ahead.
Good morning, boys. I haven't called in a while. I apologize for that, but I just want to let you guys know that this is making me feel so much better about who I am as a person and the life that I lead. I'm a very common person, you know. I'm a parent. I'm a school teacher. I'm a high school football coach. And it's like, you know, you wake up some days and you go, geez, it's just another day in monotony. And then I hear these two guys on the line and I go, holy Christmas, am I doing all right in this world? Wow, did you guys turn my day around?
Glad to help.
Has anyone ever in your lives given you crap? Has this ever been in like a relationship detrimental to the relationship?
No.
No.
No. No, because you know they know who you are. You got to accept me for me, right?
No, because I have friends that gamble a lot, and it's like ADD. Like you'll go out to dinner with them, you know, and then they're sitting there like looking at their phones every 5 seconds.
I mean, that might happen every once in a while.
Oh, sure.
You know, you'll be out to eat. And, the game's on. Or you go to a wedding and the game's on. It's like, oh, geez, I got to go to the wedding tonight.
Or Mother's
Day
and the game's on.
You know. But for the most part, no, and again, this is for entertainment purposes only. We bankroll. So it's not like we're putting our lives at risk.
You guys have built up enough. Right, understood. But, you know, there are those times where some bets are bigger than others.
Oh, yeah. Monday Night Football, if you got something to do, the game's on. You know, why are you staying up late? I just can't sleep yet. You know? Staying up late.
Because it's killing me on the inside. All right, so how about let's go Rockets versus the Warriors for the series. Who do you got? I know you won money last night on Golden State.
I'm all Golden State. State's going to roll in the series.
Okay, Golden State's going to roll? Okay, so what about you?
I'm gonna be on Houston game two. I'm gonna come back on them. I'm gonna be persistent on them until I win some money with them. But yeah, I think Golden State's gonna. And I took Houston, you know, pre-series. I thought, you know, this is gonna be it. Golden State's gonna falter. After last night, I don't feel great about it. But I'm going back Houston on game two.
Golden
State wins the series.
Easily. All right. Okay. Well, listen, take that to the bank.
Preakness. I need a Preakness pick.
Oh God.
Anybody? Because you. How did you do in the Kentucky Derby, Joe? Because had three.
I didn't bet it because it was a wet track. So if it's a wet track, I'm out. But I did take. The four picks I had was I hit one of the four.
Okay.
So
all right.
So Justify obviously won, but I had Magnum Moon as the big pick, but didn't bet it.
Okay. Oh, I know what I was going to ask you. Any reason that we should worry about the refs tonight? Because there's nobody that cares more about the referees and officiating than guys like you. Who
we don't
puts
know
tons
until 9 who the refs are.
We won't know. We'll tweet it out later. But yeah, the refs will have an impact, I'm sure.
But the bad crew was last night with the Rockets,
brothers,
right?
Yes. Brothers ref the Houston game.
And you will not bet on a game.
Last night I bet against Scott Foster.
Broke your rule.
And broke the rule and hit. And won, actually.
Wow. I know. You broke the rule and won.
So Scott Foster, but doesn't he almost always fare on the side of the away team?
Yep.
The series.
And that happened.
No, but last night the odds were against Golden State. He was like, what, 0-3 when Golden State's on the road?
Right.
But his track record is right as far as the away team.
Correct.
Him favoring the away team.
Yep.
Okay.
But last night in particular against Golden State.
Lipschitz does. He's on the fence about
and that's
that.
What we do. We talk sometimes, and I'm like, he feels good about it. I go the other way.
Yep. That's okay.
And all he right. probably does well, the same see. Thing to me.
Yep.
It's the, what do we call them? The Bankroll Boys?
The Bankroll Boys.
All right, Dan Lipschitz, Joe Murray, thank you guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
For coming in.
It's the Bankroll Boys. With Joey Bag of Money and Fist of Cash Lipschitz.
Here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich.
985 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. It was on YouTube last night. And everyone's seen this already. 617-779-0985. But they have that ride, the slingshot.
Yeah, the one that it has basically two bungees that attach to a ball at the bottom. Two people sit on it, and it launches you into the air. And there's no way of stopping it except for just gravity. It just eventually stops bouncing.
Yeah, and then they, like, pull you down.
Yeah, but I mean, but they can't pull you down in mid, like,
right,
bang
right,
up
right,
and down.
Right, right.
I told you my story with that, right?
No.
Okay, so my wife and I were at the time was the Olympic Park. And we saw somebody set this up, and they put a guy in there who was too big for the seatbelt. So it was two people together. And they launched him up in the air, and as soon as it hit like the apex and bounced backwards, the dude fell out of his seat and was hanging by his neck on the seatbelt, and his legs were kicking, and he was screaming, and you can't stop it. So it went on for like 3 straight minutes with this guy getting yanked by his neck as it slung up and down. And I look at my wife, and she starts cackling with this evil laugh that I've never heard come out of her before. And I remember thinking,
how high were
what
they?
What the? Oh, dude, it's just like the slingshot you see on TV. It's enormous. It's massive. I mean, it's probably, how many stories is that? 10 stories?
Okay.
Maybe even, yeah, maybe like 10 stories?
Yeah.
But, and I remember looking at my wife, and afterwards, I'm like, why were you laughing? And she goes, it was so horribly disturbing. I don't know what happened. I just had to start laughing.
Like laughing at a funeral or something.
Yeah, but I mean, this guy was, and he ended up being okay, but they got him down and, you know.
Probably made a couple of bucks off that. So my question is this, is that I go down a rabbit hole, and then they say that that people go up, and then they show them, and they're like passed out. They pass out. That's the big thing.
From the fear. Yeah.
So that's from the fear. So if I get scared enough of something, I'm going to pass out. Like your body just quits. Because I want 617-779-0985. I have two questions. One, why would you want that? Like, why would you want to do something?
Well, in any of those cases, it always seems like somebody got him to go on or her to go on.
No, but like, why would you agree to do that? What would be possibly be any fun about getting thrown into the air and then bouncing around in a bungee? And then they can't control, not like you're going to get hurt, but they can't control how it bounces around.
No.
So you could do like a loop-de-loo and stuff. Like,
yeah.
They don't know what's going on.
You're flipping all over the place and everything. I don't know.
Your body just, if you get scared enough, your body just shuts down?
Are they passed out or are they, because like I went to Universal recently and some of these motion rides, like I don't know, in the last several years, you know, I've had like the thing with
vertigo,
my ear and vertigo, and there's certain rides that I would get on. Like there was this one ride, it was like a Simpsons ride, and it's one of those where it has a giant screen in front of you and you're in like a moving chair and it moves you around. Like I had to find a happy place in the middle of it. I literally just closed my eyes and crossed my arms and just was like, do not look ahead, do not look at what's ahead of you, and just try not to think about anything, and had to wait till the ride was over.
But no, that's just having, yeah.
And I'm wondering if some of these people are just like,
No, their bodies go limp and their head like smashes against the seat. No, they're passed out. Like they're not just in a, like, you know, trying to get it over with. No, they're like, they go limp. Like, and then some of them like come to and start laughing. It doesn't make any sense to me. So my question is, A, if you get nervous enough or like have that big a panic attack that you pass out like in the Sopranos, or number two, why would anyone in a million years want to do that?
Yeah, like if you've ever passed out from having a panic attack, it doesn't even have to be on like a roller coaster.
No, I don't
want to
hear about that. I don't get in my head. I just want the roller coaster.
Because that's something
I don't need this thing. Okay. I got enough anxiety.
All right.
Don't plant seeds in my brain.
All right.
That's the last thing I need. Brian, go ahead.
So I was actually at Six Flags in D.C. with my girlfriend probably a year ago, and we're on the Batman, and basically you're facing down the entire time. And she passed out 2 seconds into the ride and passed out the entire ride. And when she woke up, she actually didn't remember anything from the ride and didn't remember anything from the ride before either.
See, that would be the greatest thing ever. Is that, like, if you just got into a situation where you were, like, really nervous that you just passed out?
You have an off button?
Yeah, like, you have, like, yeah, you shut down. Like, that would be the greatest thing in my life. If that happened, if, like...
I never would have walked into my parents using the bathroom.
No, 3 hours a day. I don't think it works like that.
You just, like, go, you fall into the ground and you get a memory erase.
That would be awesome.
Sorry, Mom, didn't see you taking
a dump. No, but, like, 3 hours... You saw your mom take a dump?
Everyone has.
I haven't.
No, I haven't. Oh, I have.
I can tell you why I have not seen
maybe,
that.
Maybe just everyone in my family.
Well, you lived with we all know about the strapping down. And,
hey,
and
we had two bathrooms for seven of us.
I, like, understand. You know, no, I'm not.
You would just run into it because you had to go because
okay.
The other one was clogged
I've
up.
Never right, had that happen.
We're getting off. We're getting off subject. All right, we're getting off subject.
But seriously, like 3 hours a day, I would just be nice to get a nice rest.
If I could root
while
if I could just pull over and then take a nice rest.
Just to
like, for some reason, that seems to be the greatest thing ever.
Seriously, have your brain just turn off.
Yes.
I agree.
And that would be like
something that
a
I would
million,
root for.
Oh, my God. Imagine if
no,
you could turn your brain off.
If you could just turn your brain off and forget something, like, you really didn't want to remember?
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Where do I sign up for that?
See, you're like me.
Yeah. Honest to God, I would love that to happen.
Yeah, if I could turn my...
Sleep is at such a premium, too, these days.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
You just, like, have, like, your wife pop out of the closet and go, boom, and then you're just asleep for the rest of the night.
Like tonight, none of us are gonna get any sleep. Tomorrow morning, it'd be great if you just go home and turn your brain off.
I'll tell you what, there's a chunk of that game I ain't going to see, and I ain't apologizing for it. Frank, go ahead, the new girlfriend.
Oh, yes,
Frank,
right.
Go ahead.
How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Frank?
Just want to give you some insight from a healthcare provider's perspective about this passing out phenomenon. It's actually called vagal syncope. We see it fairly commonly, especially in the emergency setting. But it's a normal physiologic response to a stressful stimulus. In some people, you can't really predict when it's going to happen. And you can't, you can't reproduce it willingly either. So the theory you guys have about trying to get some restful sleep with this flicking the switch off, unfortunately, doesn't really work that way. But you can induce it. You can induce it fairly easily.
Really?
Wow. Some people, their trigger is pain. So, for example, you know, there's a lot of young ladies. It's really common. They stub their toe. The stress response kicks in, and they pass out. They have a syncopal episode. Sometimes it's just stress. Sometimes people can even do it with a forceful bowel movement. So it just happens to pass through bowels and really have to push for it, that causes a syncopal episode as well.
See, that's not healthy.
Passing out the toilet from using the bathroom?
Yeah, stubbing your toe. It's just a lot
you
of
gotta
that's
go,
weird.
You got to go vegetables. You got to go vegan for like a year.
Yeah.
Like if you pass
avoiding
out,
all nuts.
You have expert at it.
I've been for a while.
But if you pass out on the toilet due to stress, you got to go vegan a year. I mean, you really do.
Yeah.
You gotta drink every night and go drink beer every night and go vegan for a year.
Do like a nice green cleanse.
Yeah, with beer, because then you get the beer ones and then you got all those vegetables too. But that sounds like where it's at. You just pass out. Because if you told me, like, okay, Fred, I know you would never in a million years go on that slingshot ride, never. I don't know. I don't get the appeal of roller coasters either. Like, I got enough in my life. I don't need to be tossed around on some roller coaster. Like, I don't know what's fun about that. I can't comprehend what's fun about that.
Oh, you would love the Aerosmith Rock and Roller Coaster.
No,
just
I know
the Aerosmith factor.
Dude, I won't go on Space Mountain.
You conquered the polar coaster up at Storyland, though.
I know, but not everyone can do that.
It did take a man to do that.
And what's funny is my kids in a million years wouldn't go on a roller coaster. And it's not because of me. I've never said anything like I won't go on that or anything.
I used to love them. I can't do them as much. I can't do like corkscrews or anything that spins anymore.
No, I've never done that in my life. But if you told me, hey, you'll just pass out and all you got to do is sit there and pass out, then that's great.
It's like a leisure ride.
Yeah, like every time you got like bad anxiety, you just pass out now driving. That wouldn't be good. But any other time, like you're up speaking in front of people.
You pass out.
You just pass out.
And then I don't think it would be a good thing at all. I have a feeling that it would backfire in many, many ways.
Well, I don't get that bad anxiety talking in front of people. But the, no, every time you got like real panicky, you could just pass out. That'd be the greatest.
Well, if it was something that was horribly scarring that you saw or were witnessing and you could erase like a couple of minutes, well, like somebody said, then I'd be all for that.
Crawl into my head. It ain't got to be that big a deal. Chris, go ahead.
All right, so I'll preface this. I was super hungover.
Hang on one second. I don't want to interrupt you. I thought that same thing. When I was watching those slingshot things, because when you're hungover, your anxiety is like 4,000 times as much as it is when you're not hungover. Continue.
Yeah, hangover panic attacks are a thing for sure. I'm on the Superman roller coaster in Agawam, totally hungover. This thing, when you get to the top of it, you're looking over basically the entire Eastern Seaboard. The thing gets loose. We go to the G-Force bend. I pass out. I wake up. I'm screaming in Spanish. I don't speak Spanish. I'm not lying. I was taking Spanish in college at the time, and I was awful. I was, like, failing. How many fail Spanish? But I woke up screaming, like, Dios mío and stuff. My friends were like, we got to take him to the hospital.
Yeah. The greatest thing about those videos is that people will pass out, and then they'll come to, because the rides I saw were only like 2.5 minutes long. Mm-hmm. Like they get you up and then you bounce around. It's like I think the ride is like under 2 minutes. But the people that would pass out, they would wake up and go, and then pass out.
Just when you thought you were safe.
Yeah. No, but just, and just, it's so funny. They would wake up and just, because they don't know where they are at that point.
Right.
Like, could you imagine, like, if you're on an airplane? This is what the best thing would be, is if you're on an airplane and there's, like, turbulence or something, and then you just pass out.
Yeah, you just turn yourself off.
Yeah.
Right.
You're the shutdown button.
You have to deal with any of that.
Or, you're flying somewhere, and you're nervous, and you just pass out, and the next thing you know, someone makes you come to.
Isn't that what alcohol's for?
But then there's the downside to alcohol. Well, yes, that's what you use now. But
you're saying turn your brain off and forget
without having to compound it with chemicals.
Okay.
I mean, you could take a handful of Xanax and a bottle of whiskey, but this is not healthy. By the way, don't do that; you'll die. I have to warn you that you will die. But no, because then with alcohol, you're dehydrated, and then it takes you all the time to get back, you know, going with what you were doing. No, a nice natural pass out. That's what the doctor ordered. I just don't know why people do it, because none of them want to be on it.
Yeah, because it always seems like it's someone who, like, who suckered them to get onto it. You got to do it. You got to do it, Dad.
And it's like, why do I have to do it? Like, I'm not going to be on my deathbed and said, only if I rode the slingshot. Like, oh, I wish I would have rode the slingshot. We will be back. One of the great armpits coming up at 8 o'clock.
Afternoons at 2, Felger and Mass.
The Celtics, as usual, came to play, were well-coached. They did all the things they always do. But for them to kick the ass of LeBron James like they did yesterday, he had to be complicit in it, and he was. So if that doesn't change, Cleveland's going to get its ass kicked. LeBron's going to take off his jersey, and that's going to be it. He's going to go to Philly or Houston or wherever the hell he wants to play. So I know it comes off as me taking away from the Celtics. I'm not. LeBron didn't show. He didn't show.
Felger and Mass. 98.5, a Sports Hub.
So there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be outraged and shaking their fist this morning.
Happiness comes from feeling good about yourself.
Breaking the mold on sports radio in Boston.
Is that why I thought of Sesame Street?
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, I expect him to have a big response. He's always done it. Even before he came back to Cleveland, since I've been here, he's always responded big. And I imagine it'll be a lot like what was that game two? Against Indiana.
98.5, the Sports Hub, Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Well, with tonight's game, and over the last couple of days, people have been talking about what LeBron is going to do and how he's going to respond in Game 2. But the other thing that people have been speaking about LeBron is what a genius he was for recalling what happened on a series of plays only 30 minutes earlier, and people were fawning over him saying he was an absolute genius because he was able to tell you what happened while he was indeed on the court at his job. Steve Kerr was asked about that yesterday before yesterday's Golden State Warriors game, and here's what he had to say about players recalling what happened on the court.
No, not for a great player. I think great.
They said, does that shock you? And he said,
no, not for a great player. I think great players remember everything. It's like a quarterback, you know. Yeah, yeah. Not all of them, but Draymond would be the same way. Like, you know, we'll be watching tape of a game from, you know, we played Houston in December or something, and guys will go, oh, yeah, I remember that. You know, this is what happened next. And so, I mean, it's, I don't think it's that rare, but the best players generally remember the most and have the sharpest memories.
Yeah, I don't think it's
Joe Murray remembering bets from now 5 years ago.
Well, speaking of bets, Steve Kerr was asked about that as well. Like, what do you think about legalized gambling? And here was his advice.
I read that whole story about gambling this morning, and yeah. I guess now I'm allowed to announce my picks for the week. Stay away from Boston tomorrow. You got to be careful on those game twos. Oh, wait, sorry. Adam Silver on line two. I'm about to get fined. All right. Let's start over.
Okay. So I wonder whether or not they can talk about that anymore if it becomes legal. I got to think that you can't even mention it. Like, that's something that would get you in trouble if you mentioned spreads and lines and things like that.
Oh, it absolutely should.
So there you go, Steve Kerr. You're in trouble now.
The only thing I believe is a death knell to someone who's involved in sports and sports in itself is if you believe that the outcome of the game is compromised, because then there's no reason to watch. The whole point of sports is the unknown. So if it's a because people always like Pete Rose should be reinstated. Someone called, we didn't take the call and said, does this change the thing about Pete Rose? No. If gambling's legal and you believe that someone gambled on their own team even to win, then that is you should be banned for the sport for life. Because, again, if I'm playing one game to win, say it's a baseball game in July, and I'm playing to win at the detriment of the next game, like I'm overusing my bullpen and things of that nature, it screws everything up. You just can't gamble.
There's a big sign telling you not to do it on the outside of every Major League Baseball clubhouse in the league as well.
Yeah.
That nasty little rule there. It says not to do it.
Yeah.
That's a problem, too, for all those that do.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that just ruins everything.